Hello and welcome to our program. Today we are going to be in Revelation chapter 5. If you could have your Bible ready, you'll get much more from this study. Reading in Revelation chapter 5, verse number 1, John said, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Now back in the book of Daniel, Daniel was told to seal up this book and keep it sealed. But now it's time to open the seals, but we have to find someone who's worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof. We're going to look at that, but before we do, listen to this message and song. It was on October the 7th, 1955, at about a quarter after 7 in the evening, that I heard this song for the first time. It was about an hour before I got saved. This song had a tremendous impact. I hope it'll bless your soul as you listen to it. O Lord my God, how great thou art.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars. Hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great.
Great.
I mentioned, I was only 12 years old when I heard that for the first time, and it had a tremendous impact on my life. In fact, within an hour, I trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I'm so glad I did. Now I've been traveling along this road for a great while, and I can honestly sing along with that song, "O Lord my God, how great thou art." We're looking in Revelation chapter 5. It would be a good idea if we would let Revelation chapter 5 look at us. John said, "I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, 'Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.' And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne." And down in verse 12 it says that they said with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Now back here in verse number 2, it says, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" In verse number 12, it says, "Worthy is the Lamb." Verse 13 says, "And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessed and honor and glory and power be given unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and forever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and forever. This is a very interesting portion of Scripture. Revelation chapter 12 talks about a scroll with seven seals on it, and it asks the question, who is worthy to open this scroll and to loose the seals thereof? John said, I wept, because if we couldn't open this scroll, it's all a loss. Everything is over. Somebody has to open this scroll. Well, verse number 12, we read, "Worthy is the Lamb." He can open the scroll. Now, we cannot understand Revelation chapter 5 unless we go back to the little book of Ruth, back in the Old Testament, which gives us the background for this portion of Scripture. We are going to take some time to read that story, at least the first chapter, and to see what happened there. It says in Ruth chapter 1, verse number 1, "It came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left of her two sons." We read in verse number 4 that they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, For she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, Is this not Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. So as this story began, we see that they left Israel to go to Moab, a country that had been cursed by God in no uncertain terms. 10 years later, she comes back and she said, Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. The word Mara means bitter. However, she's brought back this Moabite with her. Moabites, remember, were cursed of God. But Ruth had made a decision. She said again, Entreat me not to leave thee, nor to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. We can only speculate as to how people would have responded when Naomi came home with this Gentile, especially being a Moabite. Well, Elimelech and Naomi had left Israel because of the famine, and they went from Bethlehem to Moab. While they were there, their two sons married Moabitish girls. Elimelech died, and both of the boys died, and Naomi decided to return to her native Bethlehem, and she brings Ruth with her. Now, we need to understand some of the laws in the Old Testament. There was the law of gleaning in Leviticus chapter 23. And a landowner was to reap on one pass only, and what was left behind and what was left in the corners was there to be gleaned by the widows. Naomi and Ruth both fit into that situation. Ruth is in the field of Boaz, who was a wealthy landowner, and Boaz arranged for his reapers to leave handfuls on purpose for Ruth. Naomi knows that Boaz is a kinsman of the family, and therefore he is a kinsman redeemer. There's a law in Leviticus 25, is called the law of redemption, and when property was lost, a family redeemer could redeem it. 10 years earlier, Naomi lost her property. Now, as you look in the Bible, there's Bible types. Naomi here is a type of Israel. Boaz is a kinsman redeemer. Ruth is a Gentile bride, and we'll see a little later that there's an unnamed servant that is involved here, and of course, that is the Holy Spirit that brings this Gentile bride to Boaz, the kinsman redeemer. There is also in Leviticus chapter 25 the law of marriage, and a widow who had no son could request the next of kin to take her and raise children to continue the family bloodline. Well, we see in our story that they're on the threshing floor. It's the harvest time. And so Naomi explains this law of marriage to Ruth, and Ruth is instructed by Naomi to approach Boaz privately and request him to marry her, as he was a near kinsman. Boaz was delighted to do this. However, there was a problem. There was a nearer kinsman, a kinsman that was nearer than Boaz, and he must first step aside and give Boaz the opportunity to do what he wanted to do. So Boaz confronted the nearer kinsman before the city council. It's very official. He had to be qualified as a kinsman, and he was. He had to be able to perform the duty of a kinsman, and he was. And he had to be willing, and he was. But this nearer kinsman had to say that he didn't want to be involved in this situation. Well, there's two issues at stake here. One is the redeeming of the land for Naomi, and then the taking of Ruth to be his wife. Now, keep in mind, she is a Gentile, she is a Moabite, and as far as the Israelite men are concerned, they were cursed. Well, he would be quite willing to redeem the land. Sure, I'll do that, but not Ruth. No way. And so the door is open for Boaz, who was a wealthy Jew, to take this poor Gentile to be his wife. And so if we study the story of this little book of Ruth, we'll see that Ruth and Boaz were introduced by an unnamed servant, and that, of course, represents the Holy Spirit. The Gentile had to come to the Redeemer, and the Christian, the one who would be saved, must come to Christ. Boaz took the burden upon himself, as Christ takes the burden for us, and Boaz purchased his bride, and the Bible says we are not our own. We are bought with a price. So let us go over this chapter just quickly again. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1 to 14, we have the scene, first of all. John said, I saw in the right hand him that sat on a throne, and a book written within, and on the backside seals, sealed with seven seals. Well, we have the scene, we have the sun, and we have the scroll, and we have these seals. Well, in verse 3, it says there's silence because no man in heaven or earth could open the scroll. Next, we see the sobbing that went on by John. He said in verse 4, I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Well, one of the elders said, weep not, behold, and the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and so that is the Savior. Verse 7 says, he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Verse number 9 says, they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Verse 12, they said with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. Verse 13, him that sitteth upon the throne and under the Lamb, be glory and power and honor and blessing forever and forever. And so in Revelation chapter 5, we see the Redeemer. He is redeeming the land, and he is redeeming the people. In Revelation chapter 6, we'll see in our next program, they begin to open the seven seals. Well, as we conclude our message today, we're going to listen to that hymn again that says, O Lord my God, how great thou art.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Christ shall come with shout.